Good evening. This is the second episode of Average Joe Casts. Man, it's been a long time since I've used this thing. I don't even know how long it's been. 6, 8 months? I don't even know. It's currently 10:35 Phoenix, Arizona time, so it's pretty late. Yeah. Tired, pooped, but I thought I guess I would just share my thoughts on this app. Just because starting college, I can't believe it. High school's done. It's over. It's insane. Just sitting here thinking about it now and wondering how time flies. 4 years ago, I was a little teeny freshman. Didn't even have a clue where I was gonna go and what I was gonna do. I didn't even think about college, I just thought about the here, now, and things. So, yeah, it's pretty insane. So, I'm gonna kind of start this up and see if I can use this as like a way just to like get down my thoughts and kind of, you know, see what begin college and kind of get a taste of it for everybody and just kind of myself and kind of record some stuff. So, well, since I last pick up where I kind of left off and, well, graduated high school, I guess amongst the top of my class, and I don't know, I enjoyed high school. I guess high school for me was great. I really enjoyed it. Freshman year, I went to one school and then transferred to a different school in town. Loved high school, sophomore, my sophomore, junior, senior year. It was great. I really did enjoy it. It was a lot of fun for me, and definitely some of the most memorable years I've ever had far. And yeah, I'm looking forward to college. I'm gonna be a freshman this year at Grand Canyon University. Here in wonderful, hot, but beautiful, great Phoenix, Arizona. And I guess tomorrow, August 19th of 2019, I will be starting a new chapter of my life. And honestly, I'm a little bit mixed. You know, I'm excited for my future and what's to come, but I'm also really, I guess, anxious and nervous because it's a big step being far away from home and from family and friends, and you know, the city's huge. I don't even know like how many. It's way bigger than where I come up from home, and it's crazy. I'll be out here all on my own, and just like, you know, there's so many people out here, and it's like fourth or fifth largest city in the United States, and it's just crazy to think that I'm out here, that I'll be here. Yeah, so I'm going to GCU, gonna study psychology and probably, you know, major in that, but minor in Spanish. I've always been good at Spanish my whole entire time I've taken it. I love it. It's also very important to have in your career and everything. So, you know, it's needed, especially down here in this area when you're so close to Mexico and when you're also just so close to everything. And you know, it's just the time will come where it's gonna be needed, and it's like almost has to be a second language for everybody, or even like a primary language now, because it's the prevalence of it, and how many we have, just not just people from Mexico coming over, but so many other people from South America, like Guatemala, Honduras, Chile, you know, all these people are migrating up here to the United States, just looking for a better life, and it's just thousands pouring in by the thousands, week after week, month after month, year after year. And by the time I graduate, I can guarantee that it'll be needed so much. And also, we'll see, come this November with our current president and Donald Trump, and if he will win the election again, get reelected, and who knows. But you know, I'm not really here to, this podcast was never created for for me to talk to politics. It's just me and getting about going into my life and just kind of recording all my thoughts and just things for me to look back onto. That's kind of what I designed this for. And but I guess this is kind of main episode, just to gather my thoughts before the big day tomorrow, moving in and everything. But I still can't believe that it's, you know, it's here. And time really does fly, but I'm just looking forward to it, and just, you know, kind of nervous of to come being out here and everything. But I'm looking, I know it's going to be a great experience, you know, the majority of, for everybody, college is always a good experience. A lot of my friends are already, you know, by my senior year, the majority of my friends were graduated and old, you know, a year older than me. And so, but you know, they've always told me college is fun. My parents told me college was great for them, and that, you know, that's really where you, it's not like where you find yourself, but it's like, you know, that's basically like, college is where you really, like, you know, who you are, and kind of sets you up for everything. And but it's just also kind of like what you make of it. And, you know, if you just got to make sure that you know, you do well in your studies and stay on top of everything, and but also balance it all out, balance work and school and play, and just being able to enjoy every bit of it. And so I guess that also another big thing is I don't even know where to begin. I'm tired, but yeah, I can't go to sleep. It's just nerves and being up and everything, and just, you know, it's just one of those nights where you can't sleep, but you're beyond tired, and you know, so I gotta, you know, wake up 4 a.m. tomorrow, and moving day is bright and early at 6:30, and you know, I'm not too thrilled on that, and waiting in the car for who knows how long, and just sitting there waiting to get unpacked and everything. It's going to be chaotic, I know that. I knew that when they told us when we were ready to move in. And yes, yeah, but I guess we'll talk about, you know, roommates and everything. For me, college, I thought about, you know, going the route, you know, going the apartment route and having a room to myself and my own private space. But I figured that as a freshman, that's where you really find a lot of your friends through those next 4 years. And so I decided to kind of get a dorm and share it with a couple other guys, and get started with a big group of friends, and join a couple of intramural club level sports, and just have fun and enjoy it and get really involved. That's one thing that a lot of friends have told me is to get involved. And so that's how you find a lot of your friends and meet new people. And because I have I had very few people attend GCU from home, one of which I'm close to. I know she and I have kind of drifted. It's just sad because we're been friends since sophomore year, and it's one of those friendships that you think you'll have for beyond college, beyond high school, beyond college, and even well into adulthood. But it's just not how it was meant to be, and so I wish I could, restart that and go back, because a friendship like that and just the connection we had, we were both close and we enjoyed each other's company, and I liked that. And I don't know, I don't even know if she'll even listen to this or even know I have this. I don't know, she's known that we've talked back and forth about, like dating and crushing. I was the one that did most of the talking. She did most of the rejecting, but that kind of stuff. And I know it's definitely kind of weird about talking about this kind of stuff, but talk about college and all that. What else can I talk about? Oh, I guess I can talk about the school. So GCU is a private Christian school, it's a Christian college, established back in 1949. And it's their biggest thing down here is our basketball team, D1 basketball, and I think we have about 20 or so Division I sports. And so the school is huge, 20,000 students. I mean, this place is humongous, and you gotta get around by a skateboard or a scooter of some sort, and so that's how a lot of students get around. I toured it a couple months back, and it was perfect. Can't ask much for a school, for a good school like that. And so, it's always hard finding the right school, and for me, a lot of people don't, know this, but I'm, born again Christian, and so I think a lot of people, I'll try, I don't know where this will take me, but I just, I'll try to keep all views and everything aside from that. But then again, this is my podcast, so I can do whatever I please. And if people don't want to listen, well, that's fine. Go ahead, don't listen, whatever. This is just basically for me to gather my thoughts and really understand and just kind of give my future self an inside look on what I felt. And other people, I guess, care enough to listen to something. This okay. Yeah, so else I guess I can talk about just all around. GCU is it's a great school. Campus is absolutely beautiful. Our mascot is the antelope, lips up, but it's beautiful. I love it. It's so beautiful, and the sun sets every evening, paints the entire sky, and bright orange, and it's just, it feels, everything feels spread out, but not too spread, but it feels close, but not too close. It's just that right kind of spacing where you can breathe, and but still not be too far away from everything. And the freshman dorms are definitely like the most out of reach everywhere, because it's like in the top left corner of campus, so it's not like middle of everything, where compared to like all the upperclassmen apartments and dorms, but definitely freshman dorms and everything are definitely amongst some of the newest added as far as dorms go at GCU. Campus is still growing, but I think by the time I graduate, campus size, I mean, it won't necessarily double, but it'll expanded to, but I mean, even just within the last few, since the few months I've been there, last was there, there was a building that was still being, the foundation was still being put up, and but now where it is, it's a building. It's, it's all the framing and instructions put together, and it just needs walls, and it's crazy how fast the campus is growing. I guess also that there's 20,000 of us. It's huge. 200 acres, I think. I don't even know. Love the school. It's great, from what I've seen at least. And the roommates that I have, they're pretty nice. They're all like me. They're very relaxed and calm and kind of go with the flow people. In a way, we're all just like, we're more introverted than extroverted, definitely with that. So I think it helps kind of be having roommates the same interest with the same interests as you. Helps out, I know, a lot. We are all two of which are from our Phoenix natives, and myself and another guy over there. The other guy's from California and from Colorado, so it's kind of a nice little mix. They're all familiar with the heat, familiar with the cold. That's definitely one thing that I've noticed here is that, even though I know a lot about heat and everything, but it definitely doesn't get as hot as where I'm from. But visiting, going on a lot of vacations and southeastern Utah, and it gets hot down there in summers, and here it's just all year long heat. And actually, it's pretty warm throughout the year, and triple digits, June and July and August. But honestly, it's not that bad. It doesn't feel like it's 112 degrees, but it's not humid at all down here. It's all just dry heat compared to back home where it's like 30, 20, 30% humidity. Where here it's like 0 to 10%. It's not humid down here at all, which is, so it feels like it's 90 down here, which is something that it's a blessing, and it doesn't feel like 120, 115. That's something that I'm very grateful for. I also, as far as like, city and everything, I can't believe it's huge. And what sucks is that we're right in the middle of town, like inner city Phoenix, and so we're definitely not in the best part of town, but it's what's nice is we have our own little security and 27 police force, and we are a gated university, so everything is, you have very, unless you're a student or faculty or staff or a parent, it's very relatively hard to get in. So I guess it's, don't know, it definitely makes parents a lot more, especially my mom, made her feel safer that I was was being washed and protected. And yeah, I guess today I kind of took it slow. I'm at a visiting a family friend for a day, and very, very generous and willing to stay before I have to move in. So, but I just kind of spent the day with my mom and dad, just parents, kind of grabbing a few things before for my dorm before we go and move in, and kind of spent the day shopping and relaxing before I move out and just kind of go. I know my mom, with my mom, she's definitely, it seems a lot more emotional, but she hasn't gotten too upset yet. But I know that day tomorrow will be the worst, and I'm all set up, my room's all set up and everything, and she's just sitting there, you know, and I definitely know that when they leave, not tomorrow, but the next day, Tuesday, when they leave that day and drive back home, that's when she'll be the worst, because she's leaving her oldest son, who's been with her for the last 19 years. So, the farthest she's ever been from, you know, been away from me was a month when I went to visit family across the country. So yeah, she's definitely a little bit scared and excited, both, you know, nervous and excited, and just like me. So yeah, I know I definitely thought this podcast was going off a tangent, but I definitely thought this podcast was gonna be a lot about gaming and that kind of stuff and my reactions to that, but I've done nothing with this, and I guess being in college now, it's kind of, to do it. And so I definitely think that this could be a regular thing, and do this sometime, maybe in the evening or in the mornings when I, or just whenever I have time and have some speaking, you know, just able to talk to myself. So I know it definitely looks weird walking around or just like sitting at my desk just talking to myself or to my phone. So it's definitely gonna be odd. It's one of those days. It's still rather strange to think that I'm already here. Think of them. It's definitely a weird thing to contemplate and think about and understand that. You know, this is really it for me. This is the great adventure. I mean, I've got a whole entire new road ahead of me, and this is nowhere near the end. This is the only the beginning, and so looking forward to it. I definitely get butterflies and, you know, that little, those churning moments in my head where I'm just going around thinking, tossing and turning in the middle of the night, wondering, well, what on earth am I gonna, you know, what am I gonna do for this? And, you know, I'm gonna be thinking, oh my, you know, my parents can't just drive up here and, you know, stop by and say hello. They're gonna, it's hard for them. They have their own lives, they have their own jobs, and so in a way, it's definitely kind of like, it's definitely like watching, you know, mom and bird and pop bird, they're watching their babies spread their wings and fly and hop out of the nest, you know, so it's like, it's my turn, it's kind of like a turtle that just, it's hatched out on the beach, it's, you know, college is the beginning of this ocean that we call life. And, you know, I'm turtle just slowly making my way to the beach or to the ocean. Once I finally get a true dip in the water, I'm out there, I'm on my own, it's all me. You know, eventually if I go decide to go that way and have my own family, I'm on my own. It's just weird to think, but yeah, I got like really poetic there. But we'll see, keep seeing where this thing goes and this account and this channel, see how it all goes. Trying out this new format. I don't have any sort of fancy gimmick or fancy setup, and so I'm gonna see how all this works and seeing if using these earbuds or headphones will work out nicely, if I should just go to a phone or do what I need. I don't know, but I don't plan on going too serious with this. It's just for me to gather everything, like I said, for the third time. So yeah, I guess I don't really have a whole lot more to talk about, to say. I could, you know, tomorrow, I definitely will be talking tomorrow, especially, yeah, so, well, I guess, yeah, thank you. Well, if you made it this far, congrats, good for you. Yeah, if you read it, you listened to a very rather boring man talk about just another day for a typical person. You know, it's just college is typical for everybody now, but yeah, cool. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it, and catch you on the next episode. Peace.